Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Welcome to another week on Mind Games. This week we're talking about the kind of bittersweet topic of loneliness and what it means across the community for a number of different people. First and foremost, there are times in our lives it's really important to remember that solitude is necessity, and we need to have our own personal space and our own reflective space and a space to really get in touch with who we are, away from other people and away from the distractions of the world. However, for people who have too much of that solitude and are alone or isolated too much, it can be quite problematic for them and it can make their life very difficult. So whether the isolation is coming from a fear of people in the community, whether it's coming from a loss of friends or family, a grief or a loss or a trauma, or whether it's coming from a fear of stigma or discrimination, loneliness is something that we all have to deal with at some point. It can have a massive impact on people's lives, can lead to increased depression and anxiety, reduced self-esteem, and a number of things. And basically, it stops people from living the lives that they're capable of. And so it's a really important thing to consider. So first of all, for people who may be experiencing a little bit of loneliness at the moment, their hearts go out to you. Reflect upon your existing social contact. It might be that you have a friendly shopkeeper down the road, that you know a few people in your street. It might be that you're actually at work with a number of people around you, but you don't feel particularly close to them. The first tip would be to consider your existing relationships and consider extending upon those. It never ceases to surprise me how many times I work with people who work in big teams of people and have contact with people all throughout the day, but then go home and spend a little bit of time alone. So consider the people that you have in your life and how you may actually be able to grab a work colleague and say, hey, do you want to go out for lunch, or do you want to meet up on the weekend and go for a walk, and to make the most out of the existing contact that you have. For other people, we might have to take a more formal approach and actually consider the resources that are out there in the community. Join a club or a society. One way of increasing our contact with people in the world is to volunteer and become involved in our community and those groups of people. Consider the local groups, maybe the churches, maybe the social groups out there. Consider adult education. It's another good way to be able to find yourself in a room full of people and having a great time while also learning and experiencing more of your world. For new parents, consider playgroups. For seniors, there's senior groups out there at your local neighbourhood or community centre that are great places to start across the community because they're there to help people to connect. We are all social beings. We all need to have people around us. I would encourage everyone to play the mind game this week of looking around themselves at the people that are in their lives and ask themselves, do you know your neighbour? How often do you actually speak with them? Do you know their family? Do you actually know who they are, or are you mere acquaintances? And if you know someone who you fear might be a little bit lonely, give them a call this week and just go for a cup of coffee or something and say g'day. Even staying in contact on the phone or via email is a good start, because that can also make people feel connected. So reach out this week on Mind Games.